We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. And there's B.B. Shea sitting in here. You must be excited. The Yankees are playing in the World Series for the first time in 15 years.
I'm not excited at all.
Why not?
I'm so nervous. I know it's my team. That's the thing. I'd rather them lose. I'd rather them have a good season and lose in the division series than go to the World Series.
That's a true fan.
I just can't watch it. I can't do it. I'm not one of these people who has blind optimism in my team, but I just can't do it.
I never believe my team's going to win, but I will watch. You're not going to watch?
I don't think I'm going to watch, no.
Well, how will you get information? The following morning?
The following day I'll wake up. That's how I get all my information, next day.
Have I told you my thumb theory on how I look at scores?
No. I told you this. I'll just cover it up.
Yeah. Well, what I do is, you know, I have a machine here that gives me the scores. For instance, last night the Rams played the Vikings in Thursday Night Football. So what I do is each morning when I wake up, if I want to see that score, let's say I was a big Rams fan, I would go to it, I would cover the score with my thumb, and then I would move it just enough to see the Vikings score. I see they have 20, and I think to myself, well, I pray. I say, God, could they have gotten
yes. I'm sure this is important. He rarely comes to me for things. There must be someone sick. I hope it's not Biggie.
I would say, did you give the Rams more than 20 points last night? And then I would move my thumb just enough to see the second number, and I see a zero. So it's either like a 10 or a 30. I know it's not a 20 because they can't tie.
Yeah.
It turned out to be a 30. That's how I look at scores.
I can't decide if it's more Gumpian or Rain Mannion.
It's kind of sad.
Enough to very see sad. That. And I will watch this series. In fact, I think this series will go 7 games, and I think the Yankees are going to win the World Series.
Well, that's just your curse.
Well,
you're
it is.
You're doing what you can.
I do what I can because I hate the Yankees, but in my heart of hearts, I do believe they will win this series. I think they have a little bit better pitching. Now, but of course, Judge never comes through in the playoffs.
No, he doesn't.
Surprising.
I'm hoping he'll
He may shake it off.
Hoping.
Okay, as a Yankees fan,
yeah.
Game 7, big spot, top of the ninth. Who do you want at the plate? Stanton or Judge? Two outs.
Judge.
Even though Stanton's been on fire.
As the captain, I want the captain at the plate.
Even though
Soto, honestly. But
Soto's the number one choice.
I'll take Judge.
But you want Judge over Stanton, even though Stanton has lit it up in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think I'd go the other way because Judge has been just okay.
But honestly, I hate Stanton. They could trade him tomorrow. I wouldn't be mad.
Well, he's never been anything until now.
Yeah, exactly.
Now he's playing really, really well. Mm. Boy, B.B. Shea, in fact, texted me. I think you're so passive aggressive. I was trying to be so nice to you.
On what occasion?
This was last week. Oh, I know what it was. I told B.B. Shea this week during our power hour that we wouldn't need him. So I said, stay as far away from the studio as you can.
Right.
But next week, we have Halloween pyramid and all that. So we'll need you. I said, I just want to make sure because oftentimes B.B. Shea will say, yeah, I'm taking Thursday and Friday off. Nobody knows
that's
it.
Right.
That's
right.
That's awesome.
I haven't seen him in 2 weeks.
That's right.
Well, after Chris Dim says nobody takes attendance. Might as well take it off.
So I said, now, are you going to be around these next 2 weeks, meaning next week? And he said, yeah, I should be here. And I tried to be really nice. And I said, welcome back. We missed you. It was well-deserved time off. And I thought, well, that's nice. And I didn't even mention baseball or anything. Now, he knows I loathe the Yankees. And they had just swept out or gotten rid of the Guardians.
Okay.
And B.B. Shea said, the Yankees winning made the vacation all worth it. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, but you went to South Carolina. what is that?
Yeah.
My vacation's worth it because the Yankees. Yeah. Well, they'd have won. It wasn't like you were at the game or anything. You were in Greenville.
True.
I didn't understand. I was like, he's just trying to get at me to say, the Yankees are in the World Series. Yeah, just sticking at me. So I told him, I don't watch baseball. Which is exactly right.
What a weird text off.
That's what we do. We text off.
Honestly, I don't know which side I'd.
I know.
We text off at each other.
That's right. Yeah.
So did you burn Greenville to the ground?
No, I didn't.
You and your boys?
No.
Did you leave the house?
One of my best friends just got hit by a car the other day.
Oh.
And so he's kind of house ridden. He just wanted me to come hang out with him.
How bad?
Like bones popping out of his hand.
Oh, my God.
Big road rash.
Oh, my God.
It happened like 11 o'clock in the middle of the day. And he can't leave the house. He can't leave the house because he's injured, and two, he's can't drive because he got a DWI a few years ago.
Oh, my God.
So, are you wiping him? Is this what's going on?
No. Thankfully not.
There's never been a better time to visit. I don't. I gotta check my schedule.
At least you can watch what you want on TV. It's so not like just changing the channel.
Just watch baseball and football all
weekend. You can't ever watch the baseball game. I don't like baseball.
Yeah. Too bad.
Too bad. Can't move.
I think my calf out.
I'm hungry.
Did you change his calf? That's good. Yeah, all right. Got to pour out your pee bag.
Wow, that's terrible.
He's going through it.
Bones popping.
That's awful. Is he going to recover fully?
Yeah, and he's about to make a come up too.
Yeah. Oh, he's coming up here.
No, with some cash because of the whole situation.
Oh, he's gonna get a bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's about to come up. So
he's gonna get a come up.
Yeah.
Oh, because he got run over.
He got run over.
Was he on foot?
Yes, he was walking across the street to a gas station, I'm assuming to get alcohol.
Yeah.
And he got hit by some lady went and just hit him, and they pulled the camera footage from the gas station. He had the right of way and everything. So
he's gonna get a come up.
I think he's about to get a come up.
Did he make the news?
No, I don't think so. No. So
like
much weird stuff happens in Greenville, it probably didn't even make the front page.
He's one of those that's like in traction from his neck to his knees, and he's like, this is the best thing that ever happened in my whole life.
It's a dream come true.
Well, I'm so glad
I can finally do what I always wanted to do.
And, you know, I'm thinking if I go visit him and get in his good graces, maybe he'll throw me a couple bucks.
He might.
You know,
after the come up.
I'll pay for a DoorDash and, maybe give me a rack
what
or something.
What a great idea.
Reading between the lines, it doesn't think BB Shay, I don't think he's going to spend his money well is what BB Shay. So you got to get to him now.
Get it now.
Get it early.
That's a good idea.